Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu. It's the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends about the station, bbsradio.com. For those of you new to the show, my name is Joe Hu, and yes, it's a real name, and yes, it's my name. Anyway, I'm a voice natural direct sensitive. What the heck is that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. It's a form of intuition. I've been doing it my entire life, and I'm located here in Chicago, and I'm talking to you guys all over the world, which I think is pretty neat. Anyway, BBS Radio has put together a fantastic lineup of all types of different type talents for your enjoyment and for everybody's benefit, so I think it's pretty nice. So please support BBS Radio. Again, my name is Joe Hu, and our call-in numbers are 1, for the people in the United States, it's 877, toll-free, by the way, 876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Again, that's 1-888-810-8322. So I hope everybody had a nice, here in the States anyway, Memorial Day weekend. Here in Illinois, it was very, very, well, we had some rain on Friday, which we much needed rain here. And then it's been very, very warm, and today it's been in the upper 80s. It's beautiful, but it's like really kind of warm, but drier than it should be. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Fine, may I have your first name, please?
Yeah, it's Alexis. I'm in Ontario.
And just the month of your birth?
September.
And you're calling from?
Ontario, Canada.
Okay, how you doing, Alexis?
I'm doing well.
Good, how's the weather up there?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I do too. It's really kind of neat.
78 degrees here today. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We got in the upper 80s today.
Aha.
But
yeah,
we're sure that you're Celsius, right?
Pardon me?
You're Celsius, right?
Celsius. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no,
I
still speak English when it comes to temperature.
Okay.
I have to translate all this Celsius stuff to ordinary.
Okay. Okay, Miss Independent, what can I do for you?
I have a question.
No, you are. You know that. You're an independent person. Very loving. But it's interesting, too. You've got a good eye. Well, I shouldn't say a good eye. You've got a good sense when someone talks to you, whether they're going to be sincere or not. You know that. You pride yourself on that. And that's pretty good. You're using your own intuition, which is very high, by the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, what do you need to know today?
Oh, I wanted to know if you can tell me if I am an old soul or a young soul or in the middle.
You're a younger soul.
Pardon?
Okay. Of course you had heart and emotion, but you're a younger soul. What does that mean? Because I see people in two categories.
You're
the younger souls, older souls, and middle souls. And you are a younger soul. Of course you've got a heart and emotions. You're normal, but your strong points are always going to be brain power. In other words, younger souls are people who take care of business. They're the ones who, when they start something, they usually finish it. Those are the people that you can give duties to, and they have no problem. So as far as careers go, you'll find a lot of younger souls that are in the business world or in corporate world, or even if they're creative, doesn't matter. They're people that have their own businesses. They'd be bosses or supervisors or have their own careers. Or if you do work for a company, your duties are given to you, and people leave you alone to get them accomplished. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not the kind of person who needs a lot of friends around you. If you've got a couple good people, you're fine. But the interesting thing is, the one thing you have to be careful about, there's two things you need to be careful about. Number one, you can be fooled by affairs of the heart. And number two, you have to make time to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself.
Yeah, I do that.
Otherwise, you'll tend to get overloaded.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You know, and you know what's interesting?
It's just the only thing that, you know, I start a lot of things that don't get finished.
Well, those are personal things. You're talking about personal, right?
True.
Yes, they're personal, you see. That's the one thing. Younger souls, see, your strong points are analytical. On the personal side, you can be fooled, number one. Like I said, you can be fooled by affairs of the heart. And when it comes to doing things for yourself or personally, you start them, but you don't finish them because you'll take the secondary road for that. When it comes to getting other things done for other people or in business, you'll do that first.
Okay.
So you have to understand that thinkers, you have to keep things in perspective.
Yeah, okay. Because I tend to jump from one thing to the next and another to another to another.
Right. You know, and what's that, the interesting thing about that, because you find that a little bit higher than normal, that's because of the emotions within you. That tends to be personal issues around you that would cause it. Anything that would deviate you from your path would be emotional issues from other people.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty. Thank you very much, Joe.
Now, can I ask you something?
Yes.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm kind of in between jobs right now.
Okay.
I started doing...
When you're in Canada, what part of Canada are you in?
Things on the internet.
Well, what part of Canada are you in?
Ontario.
Okay. Do you have you ever ventured away from there?
Not very far.
You know, I ask you that? Because
no,
I think
you mean, have I ever lived and worked outside of Ontario?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
All right. And
should
the reason why I ask you, yes, you know why I ask you that?
Why?
Because you have the freedoms, if you wanted to venture outside that. You know, you need to expand your horizons a little bit, and the only thing that would be stopping you would be personal fear. Not analytical, but personal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things inside you. You can be very accomplished, but sometimes there are certain areas geographically that may not be the best for you. Even though that's where you are and that's, you know, where you've chosen to be, I would kind of look at other areas that might be beneficial to you, and not necessarily in Canada either. Not that Canada's a bad place. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
There's other opportunities there for you.
Okay. So what direction should I go? East, west, south?
West.
West?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll have to
look into that, Alexis. I mean, what holds you where you're at now?
Probably the house. I own the property here.
I understand that.
But I could still.
That's basically what holds you there, right?
Pretty well, and the lack of money.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But the sad part about it is you can amass. You have no. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Younger souls have the ability to bring money to them. Younger souls are leaders. They're not followers. And there's no way you're a follower. If you're a follower, then you've got a lot of baggage, and I don't see you as a follower.
No, I don't follow the crowd. Never have.
Nope. I don't think you ever did that. But I think there's a lot of opportunity for you. And I kind of hate to say this, but I think you're questioning yourself and not even aware of it.
That's probably true.
Okay, Alexis?
Okay.
Just think about that.
You said I'm doing what to myself and not aware of it?
You're cloistering yourself. You're kind of become. You're cloistering yourself. You know. You're setting up. You've got limits, and you shouldn't have any.
Oh, I'm limiting myself.
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Joe.
Well, take care.
You too.
Bye bye.
Blessings. Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Now, Alexis, the younger soul. Younger souls, like I say, are people are very accomplished. They have a remarkable ability. The one thing that younger souls have to be careful about is personal issues. So if you've got a career and you make it a personal issue, then you can have problems with it, right? So Alexis, on a scale of 1 to 10, her analytical side goes from 1 to 10. Her emotional creative side goes from 4 to 7. So right now, as far as, you know, Alexis is where she's at because of the house and the property that she owns, that's fine. But don't let that become, Alexis, I don't want you to see you make that become kind of like, you know, your self-imposed exile. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I want you to venture forward because there's a lot of opportunity, not necessarily where you're at, is I guess what I'm trying to say. So be aware of that. You know, some people do well in certain geographic areas and some people don't. And it doesn't, even if you're born there, doesn't mean that's a great place for you. That's a very interesting process. Hi, caller, I'm with Joe.
Yeah, hi, this is Sagi.
I'm sorry?
Sagi, my name is Sagi.
Sagi, and just the month of your birth?
October.
And where are you calling from?
From Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay. You are a very old soul, which means you're very emotional. You're a person who's creative. You've got a temper, you know, but you can't hold a grudge. You may try, but it's not your style. And believe it or not, Sagi, you would always do better in the evening hours. You know, you come alive, you come awake, you come... All the abilities that you have as far as the creative side of your life, they all come out in the evening. So you do better in the evening hours. If you say, no, I do better in the daytime, that's only because of certain conditions. Let's say if you have a job, you have to get up early. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to know? Oh, by the way, you got to be careful because, believe it or not, you can be in love with two people at the same time.
How do you know that?
Because I see it.
You see... I have already won, but that is the question I want to ask. I want to ask, where do you see me in the future with someone, and where I'm going to move to, because I feel like I'm about to move. which state, and you know, so.
And you're in Maryland right now?
Yes.
Yes, I have a friend outside of Baltimore. You near Baltimore?
It's close by. It's yeah.
Okay. You know, you're going to probably move a little bit to the west. And wait, let me look at this. You're going to probably from Baltimore. You're probably going to would be good for you would be southwest a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. In other words, a couple states over, maybe Washington, Virginia.
Yeah,
and the farthest would be Atlanta. You could do well in Chicago, but you won't come here.
Uh-huh. What about Oregon?
Or way over in Oregon. Why would you go to Oregon? Because of somebody?
No, because okay. I'm a spiritual person, and I know what's coming.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm thinking about to build a retreat, and, you know, I'm a healer, so...
If you're a healer and you're a spiritual person, you know what's coming, why would you go to Oregon?
I don't know. I mean, you're right about that maybe, you know, California is a bit of a risk. But I don't know. I'm confused because when I'm going around this area, I feel like I need people to connect to people. I need to...
Well, you're not in the right area. You're not in the right area. Okay? Atlanta would be okay for you. Virginia would be okay for you. If you went to the west or more to the west, you would be better off in somewhere near Santa Fe, New Mexico. Okay.
Okay.
Or parts of Arizona. You could go up into Oregon, but you won't make the connection you think up there. For some reason, geographically, Oregon for you is not good.
What about my partner for life? Do you see him coming?
What do you want to know?
You see her coming?
Of course I see her coming. You see her coming all the time. But you know what the problem is? You get sidetracked. Somebody else pulls your attention away.
Okay. no, but, you know... I see the partner going to be part of, you know, my life or my life purpose, and
yes.
It's a big piece of it. So.
Yeah, I know, but see, but one thing you have to understand: don't look because you'll never find. Let it come to you.
I understand.
Just be aware. But every time you try to focus on it, you get sidetracked. Somebody else pulls your attention away.
I understand.
Okay.
You're right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
By the way.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Did you hang up?
Yes.
All right.
I'm here.
I do not see Oregon to be the best place for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, so not mountains because I'm attracted to high mountains, to live high in the mountains.
Well, I used to live in Colorado. I lived in Wyoming. I lived in Montana. Those are beautiful places. But for the connections you need to make, the connection with people who will accept what you do and receive you with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not saying it wouldn't happen in Oregon, but I think for you... It'd be more apt to be more a spiritual place for you would be either somewhere near Santa Fe, New Mexico, or parts of Arizona.
Okay, because I like to live sustainable, 100% sustainable, so you're right about that. It's a good area for it. So
right,
not desert
okay.
Also, yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, take care, bye-bye. There's another example, see? Now, he's at Oregon. Well, Oregon might be fine for some people, but not for him. I don't see a lot of bright light around Oregon for him. Oregon, and I've been up there. I mean, I've been all over this country, except Hawaii. I don't get on planes. I flew twice and had a remarkably bad experience both times. I figured, well, that's it for me. If I can't drive, walk, ride a bike, a motorcycle, or boat, that's it. Anyway, but for him, the areas that he wanted to go to aren't necessarily going to be what he's looking for. Hi, caller. I'm with Joe. May I have your first name and just a month of your birth and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my name is Stella. My birth month is October, and I'm calling from Mississippi.
Oh, okay. And a first name again?
Stella.
Stella, you know what's interesting, Stella? You're a very old soul, and you're the kind of old soul that can attract people. You know, the type of old soul you are, as children, they tend to be very charismatic, tend to have a lot of friends, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about that, what I see in you, is I see some past baggage that has put some weight on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't mean physical weight. You know, I'm talking about emotional weight.
Yes.
All right? Some of that needs to be shed. It's a working process. You've been working on it. But it sometimes it's better now. I'd say about 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, every time you try to take a step forward, something pulled you back too. So it was kind of like, you know, climbing uphill all the time.
Mm-hmm.
night. And now the freedoms are more. There's still some of that baggage there. You need to deal with it. And I think you'll get it out. I think it'll finally come to light. Unfortunately, when it does, when it gets unlocked and it's locked up, you know, you'll find out that some of that issues tend to be from family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, that's always hard to deal with for anybody.
Yeah.
But understand the things that you have going for you is, first of all, you're an old soul, and old souls are interesting people. You know, you might not remember a name, but you're sure as heck never going to forget a face. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
And we tend to be a little bit clumsy. I don't know why.
Yes.
But we are. Don't ask me why. And what, you know, you could be excited about something today and be bored next week, and there's reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're an old soul, you've been here before, and it has nothing to do with what your religious beliefs are. I mean, you know, the human spirit goes on. We're here to fulfill a lesson, and you'll come back until you fulfill it, then you move on. But the most amazing thing is people you know now you've known before. You know, souls tend to stay together kind of just like friends.
Right.
So names kind of become redundant. You know who they are. In fact, if you remember a name, it's probably someone you made the first time you ever made a connection in this life.
Uh-huh.
You see? And so you'll remember their names. And the clumsiness, I really don't know why. I really don't know why that is. And you're interesting, too. And by the way, you can get along with people older or younger. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Now, usually older souls do better in the evening hours. You actually can do better in the daytime.
Yes.
See? So you tend to be, and that's a little bit unusual, but that's a good thing. Okay, so you have a lot of talents, but I think that you hold yourself, you hold yourself on a short leash, and you shouldn't do that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay?
Yes.
What do you want to do? You have a question?
Nothing in particular. I was just wondering what you saw for the
am I wrong?
No, you're right on.
Nope, I know I'm right on. And it's amazing. You know, I got to tell you something. There is a remarkable story in you if you ever sit down enough to have the patience to put it down on paper. Or an art.
Well,
believe it or not, how can I explain this to you? Believe it or not, you can be very good in photography. I'm not talking about regular pictures, you know,
uh-huh.
But human study.
I'm not drawn to any of that.
I know you're not. But let's say if you've been in Mississippi and you're like in a big park or something, and you know, what catches your eye? If you see people in the park walking around, what catches your eye?
Oh, what they're doing. They look happy.
That bingo. You just verified what he's saying. You're an observer of people. Someone could be sitting on a bench and you could tell by the expression there's something going on, either happy, sad, or something, a distance. You have this connection.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't realized that yet.
Mm-hmm. No.
But you know, next time you're out and about, all right, just how can I say this? Just be a better observer and let your internal side out, let your psyche out, let your higher self out, and allow yourself to perceive what's coming to you.
Okay.
Okay. I think you'll be surprised.
All right. But thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Bye.
See, everybody has talents. I'm not even attracted to that. Well, I don't care if you're attracted to it. I see it. You have a great quality there. And she's good with human study. You know, she can feel it. She can sense it. But, she hasn't opened that door a little bit, you know. Sometimes people are a little bit leery of it. People don't understand it, you know. And that's another thing, too. You know, we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. So we have to unlearn some context because that's a bunch of baloney. Hi, caller. First name, please.
Uri.
I beg your pardon?
U-R-I, Uri.
Uri, and the month of your birth?
February.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Rockville, Maryland.
Okay. You're calling from Rockville. Are you a friend of your other friend there?
Say it again?
That's okay. Uri, you're definitely an old soul, all right? Why are you in Maryland, Uri?
I don't know. I just got here like 20 years ago, and I got stuck here.
Family. And you've been there for 20 years?
20 years. I am Brazilian.
I know. And you haven't moved away? You haven't checked out other parts of the country?
This last 20 years, no. I used to live in New York before that.
Well, New York wasn't good for you?
New York, I don't know, wasn't good. It's just a matter of searching for a place, but knowing that the place is inside of myself, but always is the exterior search, you know?
Of course. But, you know, but the fact that you're an old soul, you're emotional. The reason why I say New York wasn't good for you, the pace of New York, the energy of New York is not compatible with you. Not a bad place, it's just not compatible with you.
Yeah, I went through a lot of changes also, you know.
Oh, of course you did.
I think it became more inwards.
You miss Brazil?
Not really. I miss a place where I can just be away from this material life, you know.
Be away from the material life and be more toward the spiritual, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
More close to nature, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Do you have a question for me?
I have many.
I'll answer one of your questions.
Okay. I have like three basic questions. One is my, I have twins, 29 years old, and they are not really well balanced at this moment for the past 10 years. And I wish to understand if you foresee any change in the situation.
You have twins, you said?
I have twin sons, 29 years old. And
they're not in balance? Is that what you said?
They are not balanced. They were like diagnosed like bipolar, but it's also an emotional situation. And
All right. Let me have the month of their birth.
They're both in June.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to understand that your twins are younger souls. They're going to be more analytical. You say they're bipolar. One tends to be more bipolar than the other. All right? And the interesting thing is, That is true. There's some chemical imbalance going on there, but there's also emotional issues. And the sad part about it is that as far as being twins, they have an interesting past together.
Right.
All right. You know, and it's funny because sometimes those guys can get along with each other, and sometimes they can't be near each other.
Right.
Okay. And there's a lot of turmoil around them. And by the way, the one boy, the bipolar disorder, are they taking medication for it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah. See, the reason I'm telling you that is that you just answered the question. You know, bipolar disorder is a chemical disorder. It's a physical problem. And if you were diabetic or you had diabetes and you had to be on insulin and you didn't take it all the time, you're going to get sick. Okay? When a person is diagnosed as being bipolar, it's a chemical imbalance. And if the doctor's good, the medications they would give them would allow them to lead a perfectly or a pretty much normal life. But it's not going to stop the emotional problems that are there anyway.
That's the situation. You know, one of my twins now is kind of stable, but it doesn't get him to a job or friends or activities. It's just kind of sleeping in, throughout life.
All right, you know, that's interesting. What about the other one?
The other one is in and out of his inner reality, and he also doesn't go out there, you know.
You know what? I got to be honest with you, my friend. First of all, I got to tell you, I'm going to be as honest with you as I can see. First of all, your boys are not being treated properly. The medications, whatever they're taking, sometimes or sometimes not, are not even the proper ones they should be on. I'm not a doctor, but I do know something about the disorder you're discussing. And it's a shame, it's unfortunate, but one of the best doctors in the country is outside of Chicago.
Doctors?
You know. Pardon me?
You mean a doctor?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's a neurobiopsychiatrist. He deals in the biochemistry of the brain.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people come from all over the country to see him, and it's amazing. He's an amazing guy. And the problem, you know, the problem is, when you go to a doctor, you know, they have to be very, very good at what they do, number one. I'm not saying there's not good doctors out there, but what's good about this doctor is he knows the pharmacology. He knows every interaction of every medication and what the degree of the problem is. In other words, when someone goes to see him for the first time, they'll be there 6 to 8 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite a remarkable guy. Now, your boys are 29 years old. The unfortunate thing is I don't think they're treated they're not being treated properly. In other words, I would tend to give a different opinion. Maybe see, I don't know if you can get them to a different doctor even, but you know, and one will go and one won't. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
And it's a shame because they're young boys. You know, they have a whole life ahead of them. You know, but the one who's like you say, is a little sleepy, doesn't feel like doing anything this time, that has no get up and go. Well, that's not normal. You know, I mean, there's definitely things that need to be corrected or not corrected, and those are biochemical first. You can't deal with an emotional condition until you deal with the biochemical issue first.
I understand. Do you have the name of this doctor?
Oh, sure. I can give you his name. I can give you his phone number, too.
Okay.
He may have a colleague, and you know he's tied. I mean, he's lectured all over the United States. But you got a paper and pencil?
Yes, I have.
Okay. His name is Dr. Charles.
Charles.
And I'm gonna Charles. C H A R L E S.
Okay.
And let me spell his last name. It's H I.
H I.
L L.
L L.
E. N is in Nancy. Okay. B-R-A-N-D.
Okay.
And it is Dr. Charles Hillenbrand. His phone number is area code 847.
Okay.
437.
Okay.
7172.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, my friend. I have been on radio and television worldwide for the past 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, all over the country, all over the world. I've done, you name it, I've done it. And I have sent people have gone to see him from all over. Even a woman flew in to see him from Alaska. A lady came to see him from somewhere in the Netherlands. He's very, very good.
Okay.
And the funny thing about him, he's a very nice man, and he doesn't live extravagantly. I mean, you know, he just doesn't. He's just that type of guy. But I've seen him help people where nobody else could. The problem with your brothers is what they have isn't that unique. It's not that difficult, but finding someone who knows the chemistry, and this is not a put down of any doctor. But when they prescribe a medication, you know, a salesman comes to their office and say, "Hey, try this. This medicine does this. This medicine does that."
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Dr. Hillenbrand is very much in the research.
I appreciate that very much. I have another question for you.
One more. I got to let you go.
One more question?
Yes, and I have to move on.
Okay. I am about to do some moves now. I am here for too long, and I am away from nature and away from, you know, spiritual things, as I said before. Do you see me creating farm?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you could, sure, but, you know, but where? Where do you want to go?
Not far from where I am, but there's a lot of opportunities here, like in farmlands, and maybe to do a retreat, maybe to be a organic grower.
Oh yeah, you can do that. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If I would look at a piece of property, like you say, I would get a piece of property that got some farm and some woods. That might be a little bit harder to find, but you can find it.
Some farm and some woods.
Yeah, I have some land. And half of my land is woods, and half of my land is, you know, was a farm. Now I returned it back to natural prairie.
In Illinois,
we have a funded program called Habitat for Wildlife, where you can, you know, return some of the land to the natural prairie. And that's what I did. And I've got all kinds of wildlife out here. And I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, so I moved out further.
That's exactly what I'm looking for, half and half.
What I did. If I can do it, you can do it.
Thank you so much, Joe.
All right, you take care.
And God bless you.
And God bless you, too. Bye-bye. And now I don't get a lot of calls from doctors saying, boy, yada, yada, yada. I'm not saying that, you know, there are a lot of good doctors out there, a lot of good specialists in all kinds of fields. I mean, I've met a lot of them over the years. But it's up to you to find the good ones. I mean, what do you call someone who goes through medical school with a D average? You call them doctor. It's up to you to find the good ones. And psychiatry is a very, very open field. There's a lot of disciplines, and the doctor I recommended to my last caller, I know this doctor is what is known as a neurobiopsychiatrist. He deals he's very in tune with biochemical imbalances of the brain. He does a remarkable amount of research, and the guy's like, he's got like a brain. This is amazing brain that holds all this information. You know, it's like infectious disease specialists. I mean, their heads are, you know, huge. But anyway, so. You know, there's all these paths we walk, and some lead home and some don't. And, you know, we're all connected. At least most of us are. At least 97% of us are. So we're all kind of the same family. So if you want to help someone, fine, help them. Show them a way. And this is not a blatant name of a doctor. Over the years, I've discovered and I've you know, found out who's good and what and who isn't. But that's a very, very important thing. I mean, I've heard some horror stories. They're almost frightening, and I found them almost hard to believe. Hard to believe. I mean, okay, well, you know, it's hard to believe. Yeah, fine. Look at the gas prices. You know, that's hard to believe, isn't it? And all the excuses they give, which are all redundant bull. Come on. You know, I've been hearing, you know, all these shows. That's not what I'm getting at. I don't know. I didn't mean to kind of get off the track there. Because right now, Illinois is the highest in the country. And I can't remember last time Illinois was the highest price for gas in the country. Hi, Carl. You're on with Joe.
Hello, Joe. I would like to say that the reading you gave the person about the photography was exactly right.
Well, thank you.
And the reason I called you was because it was exactly right.
Okay.
And I do a lot of analysis, and I figure out all sorts of things. But on the other hand, I haven't figured out how to make things work right for me yet. So
isn't that great that we can see things for other people but not ourselves?
Yeah, that's true.
I help people.
I'm an energy healer. On the other hand, making $7 an hour working in a ghetto, a very dangerous zone, and I constantly relieve other people's pain. I can't even relieve my own pain.
Let me have your first name.
What?
Let me have your first name.
My name is Michael, and my tropical sign is 29.8 Gemini.
All right. And what's the month of your birth?
June,
right?
It's right on the edge of Gemini and Cancer.
Okay, I don't know anything about astrology. When I started doing radio 20-some years ago, the question you can ask people, because they have to hear a person speak. So we tried favorite color, what car you drive. It was all very difficult. So the one producer who ran the board said, why don't you just ask them the month of their birth? And wasn't that astrology? No, you have to have a birthday for astrology. I said, fine, give me your first name and the month of your birth. That's all you need to hear. And where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Melbourne Village, Florida.
Okay. Oh, you're in Melbourne, Florida?
Melbourne Village. It's surrounded
okay.
by West Melbourne and Melbourne.
Yeah, I've got a lot of clients and friends up and down Florida. I could never live there. It's way too hot for me.
Yeah, well,
anyway.
Actually, I have Wilson temperature syndrome, which means that I don't experience heat very much.
All right, listen. As an energy healer and all the things you say that you do, and I have no doubt that you do them, the most amazing thing is you can help everybody else, but you can't help yourself. And that's a very difficult thing. For some reason, the abilities we have are gifts that we give, okay, for whatever reason. And by the way, you know, people say, well, how can you charge for your gift? Well, you know what, how can I say this? I don't charge for my readings, I charge for my time. If you don't think that much
well,
of your abilities.
Because this is America.
That's right. But if you don't think that much of your gift, you know, and I've never turned anybody away anyway, and I'm sure you wouldn't either.
Well, actually, almost everybody I help for free.
That's right.
Usually, I make a fair amount of money, like $100 or $200, by clearing out a house and working on everybody in the family. But on the other hand, I help people and they forget about it immediately because they don't believe in this stuff.
You know, it's funny. I've had skeptics come to me all the time, and I have no problem with it. And then they walk away, and then a week or two later, they'll call me and say, you know what, I didn't want to admit it, or what you said happened, or whatever.
Well, that's the
problem.
That's fine.
I have nothing to prove to anybody.
That's not, they don't call me. They admit it immediately, but they forget about it.
You know, if you're a healer, I mean, and people are aware of you, and you want to do this as a life's work or a life's task, well, then you have to let people know you do it.
Well, I am letting people know I do it, but on the other hand, they get afraid.
What? They get afraid?
Oh, absolutely, because of the fact that I can do it remotely.
Okay.
Okay, I can reach out to you. I can find out what some of the problems with you. Like, you have something right at the top shoulders, which indicates that you're probably suffering from tension. You need to slouch forward and relax and move your body backwards.
Uh-huh.
And I can take out the influence. And if somebody thinks about somebody, I can do the same thing.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. Is this the career path you'd like to take?
Yes, absolutely. I have a website called humanenergyactivation.com.
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you email? Go to my website. My website is just johu.com.
Right, no. This is johu.com.
All right, go to my website, and it says, you know, send Joe an email or contact me. So why don't you send me, because I don't want you to get out over the air, why don't you send me a phone number and I'll call you off the air?
Okay, I'll send you a phone number because I think I have you on the thing. I know I sent you an email once, but I didn't get a response.
Well, then I didn't get it.
Okay.
My email address is very easy. It's just joe@joewho.com.
Joewho.com, yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, joe@joewho.com. I never got, if I got it and I didn't respond to it, I respond
it's
to all
Joe at who.com?
It's joe@joewho, J-O-E-W-H-O, it's all one word, .com.
Okay. Joe,
okay.
Okay, I'll
right.
I found it once before. I'll find it again.
If you find the website, which is just joewho.com,
well,
you can say contact Joe, and it'll go through the website.
Oh, okay. I don't want you to be in an industrial mode. I wanted to see what you could pick up psychically.
Well, psychically, I think, first of all, the most important thing is that your abilities are the question. The question is making people aware of it. And I don't mean just, you know, your small group. And there's different ways to do that, you know. Ah, gosh, the most amazing thing is, believe it or not, I've done what I've done my whole life, but I have degrees in robotics engineering, I have degrees in music, I used to work for the military.
Oh, yeah, I'm a lawyer.
On top secret military projects. I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, you heard
just
that,
by,
yeah. I'm a lawyer.
Just by accident, I got a radio show.
I've done lots of research, and one of the best researchers in the world.
Okay. So the thing is, you got to let people aware of it. There's local newspapers, you can write a little article about you, so people are aware of you.
Some people are aware of me, but on the other hand...
I know, but a very small circle.
That's right, and they don't talk about me because of the fact that they're too competitive, I think.
You know, I don't know, I don't know what to say about that.
And
you know, I mean, if I have a friend and he does well, I'm proud of him. I'm not competitive with anybody. I ain't got the energy to be competitive with anybody. I'm just who I am. You know, either you accept it or you don't. I can't. You can't make people like you. But, you know, if someone's competitive around you or they're jealous of you,
uh-huh.
You know, jealousy and envy are very negative energy influences that you don't want around you.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Jealousy and competition is around me. But I already know from my astrology that competition, I can beat them, but it does me no good whatsoever. It takes a lot of energy, but it doesn't give me anything.
Well, don't, you know what, then, but don't, boy, you, don't, listen, do not dwell on them, do not focus on them, just follow your path and just, you know, if there are those type of people, then, you know, try to visualize them in a pink bubble. You can protect yourself.
I'm not, I have no power. I've had both autism and also temperature syndrome, and I can't even visualize an apple in my head. I'm a good artist, but on the other hand, my visualization capacity, which is one of the strongest powers of metaphysics.
Of course you know what, so I don't understand. You say you can't visualize it. Yes, you can.
Well, I have an extremely strong third eye. But one guy said that maybe my vision staffed so fast I couldn't catch consciousness of them.
But you know, your third eye visualization is what I'm talking about.
What?
I'm not talking about your imagination. All right, my friend, I have to move on.
In the place of sublime consciousness, the place of peace beyond with understanding very easily, but I don't see anything in between.
But because you have these other, you know, these other areas of that are problems, your third eye is extremely high. That's your third eye vision. That's what you go by.
I know. I got to get to it. I haven't figured out how to get to it. You're absolutely.
Wait a minute. Yes. Look at if you can see conditions in people at a distance, you're already using your third eye.
Well, yes, I know. Subconsciously.
Yeah. All right. No, not subconsciously. Consciously, you're aware of it.
Yeah, I know. That's the trick. How do I become aware of it?
All right, Michael, I have to move on. Thank you for
the
call.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good night.
All right, take care. You too. Bye-bye.
I will.
Okay, a little confused there. I mean, Michael, you're contradicting yourself. If you can do it remotely, as you say, then you're already using your third eye. That's, you know, anyway. Usually people who have certain types of conditions or afflictions in one area, another area is excelled. And that's, you know, that's fact. So, Michael, you have the ability. You know, the people around you, if they're negative, then you have to protect yourself that way. Hi, caller, on Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Enjoying your show tonight.
Well, thank you. May I have your first name?
Yes, it's Gail.
And the month only of your birth?
Pardon?
And the month only of your
September.
Birth?
September.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Kansas?
Huh?
I was in Hayes, Kansas. Do you know where that is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard that it was a kind of dry air, and now they had a ton of rain, I heard.
Yeah.
And you said the name was Gail?
Yes.
Okay, Gail. What and the month again of your birth?
September. Virgo.
Okay. The reason why I asked you twice is because I'm seeing two different sides to you for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you're an independent person. You're pretty headstrong, all right? And if you don't agree with someone, you have absolutely no problem telling them that either. Okay? Diplomacy is not one of your better virtues.
No. No.
You know,
I don't believe in sugarcoating anything.
Right. This is the way it is. Either you like it or you don't.
And if you didn't want the answer, don't ask me.
That's exactly right. You know, that's right. So, you know, you're black and white. You don't have a lot of gray area.
Time's too short.
And the funny part about it, too, is if people are real, real nice, for some reason you don't necessarily trust them.
Well,
you know?
Most people, they either like me or they hate me.
Well, yeah, they're either going to like you or they're not. Sure. They don't know about hating you, but they're either going to like you or they're not. And the ones that don't like you, probably because, first of all, you're stronger than them. And that's another thing, too. You're a strong person. You have to be careful of people on the personal side who come up to you, you know. You have to be careful about relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're strong. People attracted to you would come across as strong, but be anything but.
Yep.
You know? And all of a sudden you become a parent, and that's not good for you either.
I'm in one of those situations right now.
Yeah, I know you are.
After 9 years, it's a little uncomfortable for me.
Well, that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that you've outpaced the other person.
Yeah.
You've outgrown them.
I don't see them having dreams. I'm not even worried about them sharing my dream. I don't see them having a dream for themselves.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is you're a progressive person. You don't let grass grow under your feet.
Right.
In fact, you know,
right.
You're an active person. You like being active. You like using your brain, and you like doing things.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people tend to drag you down, so you have to be careful.
You got that right. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do feel that I've outgrown this guy.
What?
I do feel that you hit that right on the nail.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm outgrowing him, and that's why these feelings are starting to become overwhelming inside of me.
But that's the danger point.
I know.
Well, let me have the person's
danger for
name.
Them, not for me.
I know. Let me have his name.
His name's Jacob.
And just the month of his birth?
November.
See, now, interestingly enough, Jacob could be a lot more progressive than he is.
Speaks three languages, reads and writes them. I mean, lots of things.
That's right.
He has an alcohol problem.
Well, and you know what's why he has an alcohol problem? He won't even admit this. But he's got a very heavy anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost borders on panic.
He's depressed all the time, yeah.
And it almost borders on panic, and he drinks to try and alleviate that. It tends to run in families, by the way. That's one problem. The other problem is that he was always a different child.
Uh-huh.
He was the different kid.
He's very sensitive.
Oh, I know, he's extremely sensitive.
Uh-huh.
But the point is, he has got such a wall around him that can be very impenetrable at times.
Oh, I know. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
If
I just say it in a slang way, he's wrapped way too tight.
Yeah.
I would tell him to go out and do something cheap and superficial just to know what it's like.
Is there anything that can be done for his condition?
You have to crack open that doorway and let all that crap out.
Well, good Lord, how do you do that? I've been trying now for 9 years, and I'm about ready to give up.
The thing is, see, he won't talk to you about it. Okay? And for some reason, all that stuff is his protection. It's his safety. You know, he's like an emotional bag man, you know?
Well, can I ask you a question, Joe?
Yes.
You know, when he was a young boy, almost teenager,
uh-huh.
He was in the field, and there was an accident. And his best-loved little sister, he comes from a family of 10 kids, but
yeah.
His little sister that was like 3 years younger than him, she went out to the hay field, and she got caught in the hay machine, and she died
right.
3 hours
right.
later. Everybody blamed him, including himself, for her death. I still feel that that's what the problem is.
First of all, number one, it wasn't his fault.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
Number two, he wasn't the only one in the field.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Number three, they had to blame somebody. You know, that's not just a long line of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a long line of things.
Why not pick the one that won't speak up for themselves? Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, all this energy and all this stuff, and, you know, and no, it wasn't his fault. You know? I mean, me and my brother, I mean, I used to get in stuff all the time, and my mom never blamed my brother, even though he's supposed to be watching me. He wasn't, you know, I mean, he couldn't watch me all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
My older brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
it's
I
unfortunate,
do feel,
but
I do feel
he didn't want it to happen, obviously. You know, things happen in a blink of an eye so quickly and so fast.
Oh, absolutely.
And it wasn't his fault.
Even when you're
watching. Himself.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes things are just what they are.
That's exactly right. You know,
you
we
know.
Walk many paths in this life. Some lead home and some don't. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It was tragic. But to blame him, how old was he?
He's
13,
now
14?
Yeah, he was about 14.
Yeah. You know, how can they blame him?
I know. And his last...
And by the way, she was a very independent, you know, little girl who did what she wanted to do anyway.
Exactly.
I'm not saying
she
it was,
told
you know,
not to go out there. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But she did
and,
anyway.
But it wasn't just them two out there.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
But of course, they'll never fess up to that.
Does he bring that up to you, that whole incident?
No. Only one time in 9 years he talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being spiritual myself, I knew all the connections and,
right.
and
see,
why we are the way we are.
Right. There's more to that story, and it has to do with the rest of the family.
Uh-huh.
Before that happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Figured as much.
Before
that. There's a lot of alcoholism in that family.
You want to ask him something? Ask him this. Say, when he was a little boy, ask him, who was his protector, his mother or his father? And wait for an answer. Then ask him, who is his disciplinarian, his mother or his father? And wait for an answer. I think he'll be very, very surprised at what he says.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
You know, you have to crack the door open. If you can crack the door open, it'll come flooding out. See, some of it's so much locked up, he doesn't even know. He can't touch it anymore.
Uh-huh. And so we use the... Whatever, it can be drugs, it's alcohol, whatever, but that's alcohol is his choice for escape.
Yeah, well, his alcohol is because of anxiety, you know, and everything else. You know, and alcohol doesn't do anything but postpone. It doesn't do anything besides make you sick and
oh,
stupid.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
It postpones. But he's already sick, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel
sad because here's a man who's extremely intelligent who could be remarkably successful.
Oh, absolutely.
But everybody else put their guilt on him, and as a kid, he accepted it all, and that's crap.
I know. Nobody told
us. You know, I'd talk to him if he'd ever talk to me.
Okay.
You know,
maybe one of these days I can get him to talk to you.
You know, my website is johu.com.
Uh-huh.
There's a phone number there for contact.
Okay.
And I've been voted number one in my field in Chicago.
Okay.
By the Fox Network, and I've been one of the top 25 in the world. I've been around for a long time.
Wow.
Okay,
okay, well, Joe...
I've lectured at colleges and universities from coast to coast. And
wow.
I've done stuff all over the world. And why? Because I love people.
I hear
and there's
you.
No, you know, I mean, gee whiz, we don't have to suffer like this.
Mm-mm. No, we do not.
You know, but everybody tries to take away your empowerment,
mm-hmm.
and that's baloney.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to do with ego, you know.
Yeah, but we're mighty spiritual beings. Come on, we're not wimps.
That's correct. If we only knew one-tenth of the power that we really have.
Absolutely.
You know.
And you know, there are people who are aware of that, and they try to hold people down.
Well, yes.
And these people are usually in places of power.
Absolutely.
You know, 3% of the people in the world are evil. I mean, truly evil.
Yes, they are.
Well over 200 and some million people.
Yes, they are. They are. Yes, there are some of them that no one out here in the common world really knows just how evil these people are.
There's so many things that, you ever notice, I mean, it's everywhere. Whenever you try to focus in on something, always something tries to divert your attention.
Oh,
I don't care if it's family, community, town, city, state, country, government. I don't care.
Yes. Yes. And some days it just is overwhelming, the bombardment that you get.
How old is Jacob, by the way?
He is 41.
Okay. He's a young guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm an old man.
Me, too. Well, not man, but I'm an old woman.
Oh, I'm sure I'm older than you. But that's not the point, you know. Age is a frame of mind. If you think old, you get old, and I'm too old to grow up anyway.
Oh, well, you know, we come in as old souls anyway, so.
That's right.
Well, this is old hat, but thank God it's almost over. It's almost over. And I'm not re-enlisting for this particular MO again. I'm going
home. Well, that depends if you fulfilled your lessons or not.
Oh, I think I have.
You know, you've been a caretaker for a long time.
Yep, I know.
And not just this life, either.
Yeah, I know.
You know you were a nurse once?
Yeah.
Around
an Indian shaman. Yeah.
I know about the nurse around late 1700s, early 1800s on the East Coast.
Really?
And you worked in a tuberculosis sanitarium.
Oh, Lord.
Can you believe that?
Whoa.
That sticks out real fast.
Wow.
And I don't usually, you know, it's funny, past life regression is usually a process, but once in a while I get these real heavy glimpses from people.
Uh-huh.
you know. So you've always been a helper, and you're getting tired of it.
So this is why I've always picked up all the straggly strays off the street and brought them home and cleaned them up.
Yeah, don't, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Lord, it all makes sense now. Joe, real quickly, I'm going to get off the phone so others can call in, and the time's running out for you
right
on the show.
Thank
but
you.
I want to ask you real quickly, Joe.
Yes.
What do you see when, you know, the earth changes that everybody keeps talking about today?
Well, I've been telling people, and I have been telling the people since about 1987 that this time was coming. Between the years of 2004, I said there'd be, I guess with the 9/11, I told a caller there'd be a great coming together of people based on horrible tragedy in the fall of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 9/11. And I think from that point on, things didn't go downhill till after 2008. I said, you're going to see some horrendous things. You're going to see the people of the world better, people of America better understand that there are forces within our own country that want to take our own country down. The very system that's supposed to be protecting us isn't.
They're well on their way to doing that right now.
I know that, but I've told people this a long time ago. The Middle East is, the geography of the Middle East is going to change soon. Okay, and what changes geography is usually some horrendous weaponry or something, okay? That's already started in place, and there were some key things that took place around February, March that started that process. The earth changes I see are those type of earth changes. As far as the shifting of the poles and this global warming, which, by the way, is a sham.
Oh,
I don't want to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest sham.
Humans are not doing this now. Uh-uh.
That's right. There's all these things that divert the attention away from what?
Well, and to get
the
UN to start taxing us, you know, to make people feel guilty.
It's the first step to a global governance. They want
absolutely.
People to hey, you know what? They want people to use these little fluorescent bulbs. You know that they contain mercury,
mm-hmm.
and mercury is a lot more deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, these people are going to throw them in their garbage. They're going to wind up in the landfills. They're going to wind up in the water supply. And people are stupid if they don't understand that.
Well, it's like the fluoride in the water, and then they tell us it's good for your teeth. Fluoride
no,
is a derivative of uranium.
The whole scam of fluoride had to do with nuclear testing. And
exactly.
It was a bomb.
It's
all
a derivative of it.
On that. The biggest cause of tooth decay is dry mouth.
Uh-huh.
11, you know, you don't believe me? Go into a search engine on any computer and put in fluoride poisoning. And
uh-huh.
by the way, Hitler experimented with fluoride because it subdues the population.
Exactly.
Fluoride is a fluorine compound like Prozac and Zoloft.
Exactly.
All right, sweetie, you take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. So that's part of the influences that are going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we're being diverted away. You know, we're kept scattered because if we can come together as one people, you know, there's 200 million people in America. 200 million of them. Even if you get 80 million, the change that we can affect, not influence your will on somebody, but clean up the dirt. Clean up the dirt. Oh, gosh, it just aggravates me. Anyway, it's an amazing time we're living in. And by the way, there's over 6 billion souls on this planet, and we're here to witness something. What do you think that is? Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hello, this is Rosemary from Chicago.
Hi. From Chicago?
From Chicago.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Rosemary, the month of your birth?
July.
How are you?
Happy.
Well, Rosemary, definitely an old soul. I'm glad you're happy. And the reason why I say that is, you know, you're an old soul, you're very strong-willed, and if you wanted to close a door on a situation or a person, you can do that. And you could be 10 years before you open that door and revisit the situation again, because that's how independent you are. And yet, on the other side of that coin, you're extremely emotional, you're extremely creative, and you're extremely loving. You know, but the thing is, you won't let people push you, only so far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you're a very intelligent person, and you don't expound that, you know, try to talk over someone to get a point across. You'll calmly and patiently wait till they're done, and how you finish, and then you'll give your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got good manners that way. And yet, if somebody makes you angry, I wouldn't want you as an enemy. I'd rather have you on my side.
Well, I choose never to go there unless it's absolutely necessary.
I didn't say yes, right. That's exactly right. But there's just so far anybody can push anybody, you know, and you can take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Only twice in your life did I really see that you really lost it, and you decided to close the door on someone who hurt you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm wondering about professionally.
Okay.
I'm looking at... I'm just kind of wondering which way to push it.
I didn't hear you.
I'm wondering just what way to push it professionally.
Which way to push it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Because, first of all, you could push it toward a higher, a loftier position.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and you'd be very capable of that. But then you'd have to start dealing with more egos, and you're not a person that plays that game.
No.
So that's, you know, that's kind of, boy, that's an interesting dilemma. I got to think about that one for a minute. You're extremely capable. You know, you're a believer in if a teaspoon of honey can catch 100 bees. You know,
mm-hmm.
you'd rather be polite to people and nice and, you know, than say, do it because I'm your boss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, you've got me stumped because you have qualities on both sides. You know, you can get people to do things just because they like you. If, you know, if they like you, you're going to do things for you. You can't
mm-hmm.
make anybody. You can't make people respect you. You can't make people like you.
Yeah.
Let them see who you are, and then they'll be glad to do it. But technically speaking, as far as what I see, your ability to go climb higher in that level is not hard. The hardest part would be the dealing with the egos around you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the hardest part.
Okay.
In other words, oh, I'm a boss. I have all this ego. No, you don't. You pull your pants down like everybody else does to go to the bathroom.
No, I was taught very, very young. The only difference between a king and a pauper is that the king has definitely more responsibilities, and the king is never supposed to rest until everyone in the kingdom is at peace.
That's a very good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good way to put it. You know what? As far as your career, which way should you go? You should go what you feel comfortable with, which is going to have to be up.
Okay, so that probably means going back to school and getting some more.
Well, you enjoyed school anyway.
Oh, I do.
I know. You're the kind of person. You're the kind of person that can pull good grades without trying. In high school, I didn't like kids that could do that. I'm studying my brains out. They didn't study to get A's. You know, I studied to get a B.
No,
what I mean is some people have the ability to learn. You've got a great memory retention.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what I ate yesterday.
Well, if you don't know, you just kind of relax and go to that belt of knowledge.
Yes.
And pull it in. But you have to be careful who wrote the book because...
That's right.
If you tell
That's
the truth
right.
and it's not the truth they can be comfortable with, it could be difficult.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You just reminded me. My next show, I'm going to talk about the knowing place. I've never talked about that place yet. Listen, call that place. Our time is up.
Okay. Thank you
All right, thank
so,
you
much
so much
for your kindness. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Gosh, I can't believe this hour is gone already. Everybody who called in tonight, I thank you so very much for calling in. If you'd like to set an appointment with me, you can call my office, and the phone number is area code 815-498-9065. Again, that's 815-498-9065. You can go to my website, which is just www.joeho.com. There, I got that all out. And everybody, I thank you so very much for listening, and I'm glad that BBS Radio has given me this opportunity to talk to all of you, and I really do love all of you. You guys have a good night. Take care. Goodbye.